MoneyWeb now on the money.
I'm chatting now with Charles Savage, CEO, Purple Group. They're, of course, parents of Easy Equities, amongst things. Disclaimer up front, I hold shares in Purple Group. So, results for 6 months, revenue up 29.3%, HEPS up 192.2%, swinging back into a six-month profit. Charles, appreciate the early morning. Lots of big stories in these results. One that really stands out for me is costs, actually slightly down as all other metrics such as revenue and clients rose. You're getting efficiencies, I imagine, and truthfully, perhaps just a little bit better at onboarding and managing clients, and therefore keeping the costs actually slightly down.
Yeah, morning, Simon, and thanks for having me on. Yeah, it's we've been managing that cost line from day one. I mean, if anybody's watched our financials, yeah, we talked about our cost to serve, you know, for a long time now. And if I go back a decade, which Easy Equity is almost a decade old, that cost was around 600, 700 rand to serve a customer per year. And you saw in this financials, it was down to 80 rand per customer for the 6 months. So annualized at 160 rand. And you know, you've got two kind of attack weapons to build a strong income statement. The one is, you know, focus on costs, and the other one is focus on revenue. And if you get both right, you create a wonderful business. But the only one you can really control is costs. Yeah. And so for, you know, the last 2.5 years, we've had a very sharp focus on costs. We've talked about it very openly. You can't abandon costs easily or quickly. You've got to, you know, replace those services or infrastructure with more efficient or effective ways of doing things. And so the team have done a great job over the last 2 years to bring that cost number down to a point. And this is not the last time we'll post reduced cost to serve. But the costs are definitely under control, and you know, and the guys are doing a good job of creating an efficient organization.
Yeah, and costs going down is always the right metric. Yeah, and of course, 10 years old in October, if memory serves. Active clients on Easy up 12.5% at 944,000. Total clients up 21 at 2.1 million. There's a lot of clients there who have come through the front door but aren't doing any activity. Is there much that you can do to gently sort of probe them into becoming active, even if just with small amounts?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. The average person, customer takes 12 days to onboard. Mm-hmm. And beyond those 12 days, you kind of lose the opportunity to do it. But what we're finding is that for a large majority of very young customers, so customers under the age of, let's call it 21, or maybe even 25, their economic position doesn't allow for them to invest. And so they pitch up years later when they've now got a job and they're interested in investing. So that we do get conversion from those registration cohorts, mm-hmm, beyond the years. Not as many as we'd like. We've tried several strategies to kind of ignite that and to nudge them into investing. But when you look around at the competitive landscape, we still have around about a 50% conversion rate, which I think is as much as we can expect. There's not much more you can pull out of it. I mean, the highest we've ever been was a 60% conversion rate. So, you know, we do keep retargeting those customers. When we introduce a new service or a new functionality, then we'll retarget them. But you know, I don't think there's more value in finding new registrations than trying to convert old ones.
When we chatted last year, late October, early November, it was, as you'd introduced, Thrive. There was an absolute storm with respect to the people who were storming. It did seem to be a bit of a teacup because we're seeing the active clients growing. I'm assuming you didn't see any noticeable client exits. And in truth, Thrive is generating some revenue. We can see non-activity revenue is now, 57.3% of revenue.
Yeah. Thrive's done three things for us. Two, we expected. One, we had no idea, but it's a welcome surprise. I mean, the first is it put us front of mind with our customers every month. You know, people had kind of, because of the recession and tough economic environment, people had stopped thinking about Easy Equities. And because Thrive encourages you to think about Easy Equities and fundamentally do something, either pitch up with your time or pitch up with your money, and then you avoid the fee, 35% more people are pitching up every month as a result, since we launched Thrive. And, mm-hmm, you know, the number that I really enjoy telling everyone about is that in February, we posted an all-time record in deposits at over R1 billion in 1 month of deposits. Now, if we go back to October when we introduced it, that was about 550, 600 million. So significant improvement in the number of depositors and the value of deposits in that period from October to February. So that's the first impact point. The second one is there are large swathes of customers, hundreds of thousands of customers who really value the platform that we offer them and are quite prepared to pay for it, i.e., I'm not going to come pitch. I'll pitch up when I want to pitch up, and I'll pay for the platform R25 a month if I don't pitch up. And they're very happy to do that, and they've obviously looked at the competitive landscape and realized it's still a hell of a good deal. And so we earn money from that group of cohort, whereas we earn deposits, if you like, from those who want to avoid the fee, both economically beneficial for us. The third one, which was much more interesting but not planned, is that the entire industry started talking about fees in October when we launched that. You can't talk about our fees in isolation of an industry. You have to talk about, okay, cool, so Easy Equities has this fee. What does Standard Bank have? What does ABSA have? What does F&B have, et cetera? And because the fee debate has came into the public consciousness, people have looked at their fee structures, and we are now winning pre-Thrive. We were winning two customers from the competitors for every one that we lost. So we had a net inflow. Today, we win four customers for every one that we lose. And so we are winning at a double the rate of from competitors than we were pre-Thrive. And it's fundamentally because this debate about fees, which we've never chosen to have. I mean, you've known us for a decade. We've never gone into the market to talk about fees. We've said the most important thing we're doing is easy access to the stock market. You know, it's available to everyone. We've never said the cheapest or, you know, and beaten up our competitors on fees. But this fee debate has beaten up our competitors for themselves, because people are now looking at fee structures in tough economic times, realizing the cheapest place to go to put your investments and the most functional is Easy Equities. And so we're winning customers from competitors at twice the rate we were pre-Thrive.
Of those 944,000 active accounts, how many of them are saying more than happy to pay the 25 a month rather than do the activity?
It's interesting, Simon. It's about 50-50. But remember, there are larger groups of customers who are exempt. So if you're under 21, you're exempt.
Yeah.
And if you're over 65, you're exempt. So those two groups are exempt. And then there are other exemptions. One that was your suggestion. If your tax-free savings account is fully funded, you're also exempt. Just an interesting stat, because that was your idea, not ours. The number of tax-free savings accounts that are now fully funded is 91% higher than this time last year. As a result of Thrive. So how's that for a cool little outcome? So we can thank you for that one.
Carry on.
Yeah, but the customers of the 50-50 that remain, they don't all pay every month or don't pay every month. They pitch up when they want to. And so it looks like, and it's only 5 months in, it looks like people are comfortable paying 3 to 4 months a year, the Thrive fee, and pitching up for the balance of the year, which is a perfect outcome for us. We get a little bit of extra revenue from you when you don't pitch up, but when you do pitch up and you're pitching up more often, you're putting more money into your account and looking after your investments.
A quick last question, and I don't know if it's a quick answer, but looking, I think it's page 19 of the results, looking at the different cohorts, and you show this data, which is fascinating. The 2020 cohorts, which of course is the big pandemic boom, a significant number of your base, their client asset growth seems to be going sideways for the last couple of years. The only year it's ahead of is the 2016 year. Is there something weird happening there? Because that's, of course, where the pandemic folks, they came in en masse, they bought Sasol at $20, made a fortune, and sort of getting maybe, I don't know, going sideways.
Yeah, look, remember, it's a very young customer cohort. They're well below the age of 30, so they haven't kind of got into their own economic growth story just yet. And so they just don't have the capacity to deposit in tough times. So they haven't gone away. They still have investments. They still pitch up and manage those investments. But they're suffering from the economic environment and finding the cash to invest. And so if we fast forward a year, interest rates starting to come down, you should see that big cohort starting to lift its asset base significantly.
Charles Savage, CEO of Purple Group, always appreciate the early morning time. And that's our question today on the Twitters and LinkedIn. The stock's up, 80% or so, but there's about, more or less, since the trading update of last week, massive turn. We're asking, are you a happy Purple investor? Have your vote, have your say, LinkedIn and Twitter.